joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Eric Name of The Athletic joining us to talk some Bucks basketball. Eric, how you doing today, man?
I'm great. I'm stuffed full after a delicious pastrami sandwich here in Indiana, but I am great.
There you go. Good. Now, did they cater that in, or did you go someplace to get it?
I went to Shapiro's. It's about like a half mile away, like a very famous kosher deli here in Indy. It's fantastic.
Because they used to do some stuff at the old, well, now I don't even know what the hell it's called anymore down there. What is Conseco Fieldhouse called now?
Banker's Life.
Okay, well, that's I don't need to know that anymore. Anyway, that being said, they used to cater in over there.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, when that place first opened, they catered them in. And it would, you know, that would be where you'd put aluminum foil in your pockets and go back for 2 and 3.
Yeah, that's definitely what I would have done.
Oh, yeah. They're really good. Hey, so you're winding things down before the All-Star break. So this is, you know, Mirotić is not going to play. And look, when you and I talked last, I didn't think Mirotić would play until after the All-Star break. Get the guy completely healthy, let him rest, let him take it easy, and then come back and really make that hardcore second half run. Without Oladipo, though, we just had Derek Schultz on from Indianapolis. The Pacers are playing really good basketball. This is not a pushover team still, as most people thought it would be, right?
Yeah, I know. You guys teased, like, how are the Pacers so good? I actually wish I was listening to the segment because I'm trying to figure it out. Like, you lose a guy like Victor Oladipo and you think, yeah, this team's going to fall off immediately. And, you know, they struggle and lose those four right after he gets hurt, and now they've won 6 straight. And I think a lot of it just has to do with Nate McMillan and how tough this team is defensively. And that was a big part of what we talked about with Bud during shooter. It was just that, you know, this team executes defensively and they're going to work hard. And they're going to execute, and they're going to make you work on the offensive end. And, you know, he said a big part of it is that they just have talented defensive players. And he always says that about the Bucks, but you don't often hear him say that same thing about other teams around the league. And it started with Thaddeus Young, who really did a nice job on Giannis last time. But you don't ever stop Giannis. You don't really necessarily even slow him down. But they just had Thaddeus Young on him last time, and he stayed in front of Giannis, made him pass it and kick it out, and the Bucks missed shots. We'll see if they miss shots again tonight, but it was a good formula for the Bucks the first time, or for the Pacers the first time around.
So the Bucks missed shots, yes. The Bucks get beat over the weekend without Giannis, yes. They didn't blow out Chicago the way many thought they would, but they still walked away with a victory. How desperate is this team right now for the All-Star break and a long extended rest?
I think they are going to love their time off at the All-Star break. This is a team that has been pretty much healthy throughout the entire season. So when you look up and down that roster, it's a bunch of guys that have played, I'm not going to say every game because Bud gives guys days off from here and there. But, you know, these are guys that have played pretty much the entire season, haven't really had extended period of time off. So they could really use it. And I talked about it earlier this week with the fellas in Milwaukee. But, you know, when you look at what they did, that game that they dropped over the weekend, it was their 9th game in 15 days. So they had gone every other day and then had a back-to-back there on the weekend, that Friday, Saturday. And again, you don't make excuses for teams. You always want them to show up and you always want them to play well. But, you know, they go 9 of 15 and then they go every other again until the All-Star break. So this is the most brutal stretch as far as time off goes for this Bucks team on the schedule. So they are desperate to get to the All-Star break.
I'm looking at this Bucks team. Still, they've got the best record in the NBA. And everybody now looking over the fence saying, oh, this is not just an Eastern Conference Finals team. This is an NBA Finals team. Are we getting out over our skis when we say that?
I'm not sure that we are. You know, I think everything you've seen from this team suggests those things. The tough part is that, you know, they're in a spot in the schedule where they can't prove anything more in the regular season. And, you know, they have a couple big games left. They have the Celtics. They have the Sixers still on the schedule. But I just don't know if that proves anything to anyone because the question is always going to be, do it in the playoffs. You saw Eric Bledsoe have a great final 2 months of the season last year, and then in the playoffs he ultimately wasn't very good. Chris Middleton was great in the playoffs last year. The year before against the Toronto Raptors, he wasn't all that good. So I think that's always going to continue to be the question is, can this team do it in the playoffs? And, you know, the only way to answer that question is, well, obviously in the playoffs. You can't answer it in the regular season. So I think a lot of the ways you know, I think a lot of people nationally are starting to catch on to how good this team is. I think a lot of people thought maybe this was a fluke to start the year, and at some point they'd peter out a little bit, but that hasn't been the case. So I think the big thing is going to be this team's going to have to prove in the playoffs, but for now, saying anything about them being the best team in the league, it's hard to argue otherwise.
The big question was, you know, how much are they going to miss Thon's personality inside of the locker room, and what is Mirotić going to add? We know what he can add on the court, but how has he meshed with the guys around him, and is there a void now without Thonmaker's personality and his DJ mad mixing abilities, apparently, inside that locker room?
It's funny you mentioned that with Mirotić, because I've talked to him now, I don't know, a handful of times, and every time I talk to him, he has a big, goofy smile on his face. And I think it just speaks to, you know, him being happy about being in Milwaukee and being on a contender again and getting to go to the playoffs and being one of the best teams in the league. And, you know, I also think it speaks to just how he is as a person. He is a happy guy. He does enjoy himself, and I think he's going to enjoy himself here in Milwaukee.
The addition of Mirotić, though, when he comes back and he's healthy, how much better is this basketball team?
I mean, with the way that Ersan Ilyasova has struggled in the last couple weeks, last month or so, he's hit some shots as of late. He's kind of got himself back into it. But, I mean, Mirotić could really give them a boost in those minutes. He could really help them out quite a bit. So I think you're seeing a guy that can really shoot the basketball, a guy that can really go out there and help them put up some points. Not that they struggle to do that, but it just gives them more minutes of serious weapons like, you know, he's kind of Brook Lopez, except 2 inches shorter and about 25 pounds lighter. And just to be able to have a guy like that on the floor at all times, I think really just lets this offense get loose.
Before we let you go, a couple of different things. So what are you going to be doing during the All-Star break?
What am I going to be doing?
Yeah, what are you doing? Are you taking it easy, too, or are you going to be, like, digging a new trench down there underneath the Pfizer?
No. I'm going to be taking it easy. All of my athletic brethren, all of our national guys, they're going to be in Charlotte. They get to, you know, try to find all the great stories, and I'm sure they're going to do a great job. And I just get to hang out. I'm not going on vacation or anything, but I'm going to have a vacation from my life as it normally is in Milwaukee. It's going to be delightful. I cannot wait.
Has Bud told the guys to go ahead and get out of here and go blow off some steam and have a good time or go rest up? What's been the message for guys that are not going to be playing and participating in All-Star Weekend?
Well, if Bud wasn't coaching or participating in All-Star Weekend, he was going to Puerto Rico. So I think he's more than happy to have guys get out of there and take some time off. What he was planning on doing was any indication of how he treats his players and asks his players to handle All-Star break. I think he'd be more than happy to encourage all of them to get out there, you know, live a little bit, relax, and just take some time off and get ready for the stretch run.
Do you like the way they did the two captains, Giannis and LeBron, picking sides with this the new All-Star roster, so to speak?
Yeah, I think it helps liven everything up a little bit. And honestly, I thought Giannis, as far as being a showman, I thought he was great. It was 30 minutes of Giannis showing off his personality, showing off his sense of humor, making a few cracks at LeBron for tampering. And, you know, I just thought that was a really, strange as it is to say, it was a really good performance by Giannis. You know, if he is auditioning for next face of the league, face of the NBA, well, that was quite an audition. That was 30 good minutes for him. And, you know, I think it makes it more exciting. It mixes up the players a little bit, guys that don't typically get to play together. So I thought I think it'll continue to get more exciting. And I'm still holding out hope that at some point they do it like the NHL does it, where they get everyone together on All-Star Weekend, and then on All-Star Weekend, draft the teams, do it live, have everyone in, you know, a big ballroom, and actually do the draft with everyone there live and have interviews and it's all happening. I think there's still some more potential that has not been tapped yet.
Great stuff as always, Eric. Enjoy the time off. We'll talk again soon, okay?
I look forward to it.
All right, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Eric Name of the Athletic covering the Milwaukee Bucks. Bucks right now, best record in the NBA. They're taking on the Pacers coming up tonight, and then the All-Star break hits. Get a little time off, little R&R, take it easy, and then back at it as they culminate this season and hopefully a long, long run into the postseason. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it the right way. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.